This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Past 8:23. Good morning, Get Serial with Liv, Tilly, and Charlie. Coming up now, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's The Flock, or an up-and-coming five-piece alt-rock band. Inspired by the likes of The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys and Kings of Leon, these boys will be releasing their first EP, including a variety of new tracks, which are surely not to be missed. Welcome to The Flock, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers for having us.
And there's quite a few of them in here, so
we've squashed five members of The Flock into the studio this morning. Now, guys, how did this all start? How long has The Flock been around for?
It's probably started maybe 2 years ago, maybe a bit more, 2.5. So we're all just at school together. So we just thought we'll just start a band because we've all known each other for a really long time. So yeah, that's how it started.
Cool. So all into music, and you thought, why not start a rock band?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good one. How old were you when you started it?
Well, I guess we all started playing music really young, but I think we started playing together and actually sounding all right when we were probably 17, 16.
Yeah.
So we just kind of started at school playing at lunchtime and things like that. Yeah, but we all played music pretty young, but I guess we all really progressed.
And how old are you all now?
Around 18, 19. I think I'm the oldest, 19. So
still quite young.
The old wise member of the band.
And guys, you know, we did mention before, bit like The Strokes, bit like Kings of Leon. What how else would you describe your sound?
Look, we often say that we're no genre. we're sort of a lot
don't
of things.
Don't want to fit into any category.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're sort of our own. We do a lot of stuff. We've been getting a bit heavier, and that's been pretty cool with a new induction of a new guitarist. So that's been good.
Very cool.
And you're playing at the Workers Club tonight. Is that your first gig, or have you had a few gigs previously?
With that, I think this is our fourth gig, I think it is.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We played it like we started playing at like Animal House, the club.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it was good to get started, but now we're like finally playing at like pubs, which we think is much better. Yeah. So actually got a bit of a crowd now coming, which is, you know, exciting. It's good.
Yeah, very exciting. Can get down to that.
And life outside music, what are you all doing? Studying, working, or is this sort of your main concentration at the moment?
It's a bit 50-50. It's hard to balance uni and work and also music. It's hard to get everyone's schedules lined up for rehearsals
and
stuff.
Five people. Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, we make it work. But, yeah, we do need to rehearse more. But, yeah.
Go off the cuff. Well, we're so excited to hear some of your stuff today. What are you going to be playing us today?
So we're going to be playing a song of ours called Waiting for a Five. Yeah, just an acoustic version of it.
Did you guys write the song, come up with the song yourselves?
Yeah, we came up with ourselves. No, the songwriting kind of starts off with just a guitar riff from one of the guitarists, pretty much. And then the songwriting's pretty balanced between people.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, I wrote this song and then singer Jordan changed a bit of the chorus lyrics, and it kind of works like that. We all kind of build off each other.
Cool.
So, I don't know, everyone has an input to do with the songwriting and a suggestion on how it should sound and all that. So, yeah, it's pretty even playing field with all of us.
Yeah.
And look, you guys, I know, from what I've heard and listened to, you don't sound like a pop band, but I'm just getting a few One Direction vibes, young boys, boy band. So, five of them, who would you choose if you had to be a One Direction member?
I don't even know.
Do you know them? Might get tricky.
I don't know.
No,
members.
She's Harry Styles, to be honest.
Harry Styles. We've got one Harry.
I'd say Harry as well. He just released a pretty cool song.
Yeah,
Harry.
That's the one that everybody knows.
I don't know anyone other than Harry.
Fair enough.
Oh, there's Zayn. Right.
There's Zayn, yeah. He went off by himself as well.
Well, Harry's off by himself, isn't he now?
Yeah, they all are.
We've got five Harrys.
That's not going to happen to you guys together forever. All right, very exciting. Well, we'll just come back, won't we?
We will. So after we play a quick play a quick sponsorship message and come back with a live performance by The Flock. Very excited, guys. Get set up. We'll get going in just a few minutes.
Sin's programming is dynamic and diverse, changing every 13 weeks, adapting and tapping directly into a constantly changing youth culture. We create media on 90.7 FM, digital radio, sin.org.au and Channel 31. More than half of our listeners are between the ages of 12 and 25. So if you're running a business, event or organisation and you want to reach young people, you should take advantage of Sin's attractive on-air TV and sponsorship packages. Simply head to sin.org.au/sponsorship or call 9925 4747 to find out how we can get your message out there. Sin, where young people run the show.
Alrighty, guys, get serial. You're listening to Charlie, Liv and Tilly, and we've got The Flock live in studio with Waiting for a Five acoustic version.
This one's for Luca.
There's nothing though, you're not bothered just to read on your own mind. She thinks she's cool, but she wants you to know it. Pretend you like the things, but you'll never show. Waiting for a fire, been running it all night long. And oh, you think about how when the time is wrong and drown and remember what happened that night. You think about how when the time is gone and trying to remember what happened that night. Hear the song, ask your friends if they know it. Pull the ticket, do you want me to show her how to be somebody when she don't have him by her side? Pull the ticket, do you want to know? I'll take in photos of the sun, we'll show her. Hiding for a five, been running it all night long. And about it when the time is gone and trying to remember what happened that night. No, you think about it when the time is gone and trying to remember what happened that night. Time is gone and trying to remember what happened that night. And yeah, you think about how when the time is gone and trying to remember what happened that night.
Woo! Unreal!
Awesome!
Oh my god!
very impressive at all. Well done, guys. Thank you for that. That was, definitely the most exciting interview we've had so far. So very good. You can catch The Flock live tonight. They're playing at the Workers Club at 9 o'clock, and you can get all the details off their Facebook page, The Flock Music. Thanks again for coming in. All the best tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.